Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Clay County Corner this morning, where I hope to inform you of some of our local happenings, some general events, and just some information about Clay County. This is Susan Bailey, and I'm broadcasting live in a corner room of the historical Clay County Courthouse on the square in Salina. This radio broadcast is sponsored in part, and it's hosted by the 3-Star Volunteer Program of Clay County, the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, and Kix Country 101.5 FM. We're live every morning on Thursdays from 9 a.m. until 10 a.m. on WVFB 101.5 FM, and that's Kix Country. This show will be rebroadcast this evening at 6 o'clock p.m. on Kix Country, and this will give you an opportunity to tell some of your family members and some friends in some of the surrounding counties to catch the evening rebroadcast. If you let them know, too, family and friends that are actually in other states can listen in through the Del Hollow Horizon website at www.delhollowhorizon.com. All you have to do is go to their webpage and click on the link on the Del Hollow Horizon webpage, on their front page, and then you can catch this week's show, and you can even catch some of the previously recorded Clay County broadcasts from Kix Country. I want to thank Del Hollow Horizon for collaborating with the Clay County Corner to provide this service to our neighbors that are near and far. Remember to call in, too, for the birthday and anniversary announcements and the drawing of a Salina Dairy Queen cake. You can start calling today and give us names for this next week for birthday and anniversary announcements. Now just remember, today's drawing will include the week of June the 5th through the 11th. I got a couple of call-ins this morning, but they're for after the 13th, so please don't think that we're forgetting to call to announce them. Will be on next week's show. So today we're going to announce between June the 5th and June the 11th. If you want to call and give a name for us, message on 931-243-5574. Somebody will win a delicious Salina Dairy Queen cake every Thursday if your name is drawn. Be sure to drop in the Salina Dairy Queen and take advantage of their filling breakfast and great lunch and dinner menus. Listen today about midway through the show this morning for the past week's announcements, and then for the winner of the Salina Dairy Queen cake closer to the end of the show. Remember, the number to call is 931-243-5574. This week's winner can pick up their certificate to claim the cake at the Clay County Chamber of Commerce today after 10:30 this morning. And remember to start calling after the show today for next week's announcements, which will cover the week of June the 12th through June the 18th. I've already got several that I've already written down for next week. When you do call in, please wait for the tone to begin speaking, and please speak slowly and clearly so we can get all the correct information. I want to thank all the callers so far. I have talked, as a matter of fact, I handed out a certificate just, I think, Monday, but I've already talked to a lot of you, and I know that you really are cakes, and you just can't hardly beat a Salina Dairy Queen ice cream cake. We're really happy to be partnered with the Salina Dairy Queen in this special surprise for someone. Thank you, Mr. Frank Walters, for contributions and support, not just for the Salina Dairy Queen cake that we give out every week, but also for his support in different activities within our community. I hope to have a good show for you this morning. I've I'm happy to say I had a walk-in just now because, believe it or not, I was about to do this show all by myself for this whole week. We've got a lot of people that are involved in a lot of projects, and it's just hard to get somebody to come in, like, when a lot of stuff's going on. You know, you can't commit to something, and it's hard to take that few minutes out and pop in here for a little bit. But hope to have a good show for you this next hour. I've got a lot of information to share with you about things that are coming up and some things that have been going on along the way that I think we've just probably failed to mention for a while. So I do want to try to catch you up on some things that have been happening, some stuff that's happening right now, and some things that are about to happen. So right now we're going to take a quick station break, and then we'll be back and get started.
Celina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Celina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
We will not be an easy target. We will never roll over and let pain plan our day. We will protect our bodies and fight back by moving. We will do our morning laps, walk our dogs around the block, pass up the elevator, and proudly take the stairs. Because arthritis can't beat us if we beat it first. In the fight against arthritis, you need a weapon. What's yours? To learn more, visit us at fightarthritispain.org. This message brought to you by the Arthritis Foundation and the Ad Council.
Good afternoon. This is Elaine Closure. We're trying to help everyone get through this vast home improvement warehouse. We're currently in the plumbing department, but there seems to be a cart with a pallet of 2x4s turned sideways in the aisle. No one can get through. And don't even try the paint counter. They're going to be bottlenecked there for the next hour at least. You may want to avoid that area and try an alternate route. Are you tired of the long lines at the big box home improvement centers? Come visit the folks at Celina Lumber for all your home improvement needs right here at home. Remember the personal attention you used to get at the old corner store? Well, that same experience still exists at Celina Lumber Company, your local PPG Porter Paints dealer, where you'll find the perfect paint, expertise, product knowledge, and personal service to help you complete any paint job inside and out. Every job deserves PPG Porter Paints, a trusted brand for 90 years. Catch the PPG Porter Paints experience at Celina Lumber Company, where we're so much more than lumber.
Good morning and welcome back to the Clay County Corner. This is Susan Bailey, again, in the corner room of the Clay County Historical Courthouse on 101.5 FM Kicks Country. Want to tell you a little bit about some stuff that's going on right now. For those of you that remember and participated in and haven't gotten to do it in a long time, there's a gospel tent revival, a gospel tent meeting, and it's ongoing right now. It is through Friday, June the 12th, so you've got tonight and tomorrow night that you could actually go and experience if you've never before, or if you just have fond memories and want to again. But more than anything, get some word about the gospel and go to the tent meeting, which is set up, and it is a tent and chairs under it. It's set up in the old high school parking lot at the old Celina High School. So you can just go down there, pull in. There's plenty of parking, and you can come for singing before the sermon. The sermon actually starts at, the event starts at 7 o'clock p.m. tonight and tomorrow night. And again, it's located at the old high school in Celina, and everybody is welcome to attend. So if you want that atmosphere, it's just a good situation, and it's not been too awful hot, but remember, you're going to be under a tent, so that's a good thing. Wanted to mention, too, the Cumberland River Hospital, we've been talking about, this is the year of their 50th anniversary, and they actually did have their event Saturday. It was last Saturday, and it was at the Clay County Recreation Complex in the Women's Building, And I was actually involved in an expo in another town, so I did not get to participate in that. But I did hear that there was a crowd of about 400 or more that enjoyed that celebration, and it turned out to be a good thing. And I'm sure a lot of people enjoyed some talking about the old days of the hospital and meeting some people that they haven't seen for a long time. So that was a really good event, and they want to say thank you so much for everyone that came out and supported Cumberland River Hospital for their 50th anniversary. And also that same day was the 18th annual Kids Rodeo. So, you know, there's lots of things that are going on this summer. And if you missed it, it's not because it wasn't there. You know, there's just a lot of stuff going on. But that has, I can remember when there were maybe 30, 40 kids and parents on the bank fishing and enjoying that. And they've always had lots of prizes. But this time, the 18th annual Kids Rodeo supported about 200 children and around 125 adults. And that is just awesome. You know, one of these days they're going to have to, I guess they'll just have to keep expanding somehow, move it down the Obie or something.
And this is a free event, too, for kids that doesn't have the opportunity maybe to go fishing.
Absolutely.
And I know of kids that do participate, Susan, mm-hmm. and they just love it.
You know. And can win a fishing pole.
That's right.
And I think they're provided
prizes.
For those that
don't believe
have it.
They win.
And yeah, all kinds of stuff.
They really enjoy it.
They do. And, you know, I saw where there were even participants from Ohio and Texas and Indiana. And I'm guessing they were probably some campers
that were down there. They didn't know anything about it, and they were real excited about it from what I've heard.
Well, what a fun thing to happen while you're just camping on the
Maybe
river.
Maybe they'll come back next year.
Absolutely, and bring a friend. That's the good thing, bringing somebody with you. Well, another big benefit for that, though, was just family spending quality time together and then connecting children with nature.
That's
just such a good opportunity. And you literally saw, I saw some of the pictures on Facebook and in the paper, and it was child, adult, just on and on and on. So you know that there was a lot of good relationship going on right there.
One year I didn't get to go this year, but one year I went, and what some of the female, I guess, not necessarily mothers, were there helping children, and it was fun to watch because the women were more terrified of the
worms,
you know, and the kids, you know, they just got right in there, and that was fun, you know, to watch, and it's just that interaction between, like you say, the adult and the child.
Absolutely.
Now, whether you're related or not related or, you know, whomever, and it's just really good fun for the community to get together as a whole. And that's what we try to promote here in Clay County.
Absolutely.
You know,
and
everybody coming together.
Right, and we had a lot of generous sponsors, like you mentioned. They gave a lot of prizes away.
Right.
There were some really, really good local sponsors that that helped with that, too. Promoting Clay County is very important, and Lois, this past Saturday, Kathy Merritt, a local merchant at Old Home Place Antiques, we traveled to Fairfield Glades, and it was for the Staycation Expo 2015. But I want to give thanks to Ray Norris at the Clay County Chamber of Commerce for making the arrangements so that we could actually go up there, and we had the good fortune to share our really great, fabulous attractions and memorable events and our great local eateries, our cafes, the fish hatchery, our downtown antique stores, and just, you know, memorable things that are right here in Clay County, kayaking on the Obie River and swimming, boating on beautiful Del Hollow Lake. So many people stopped. It was like a nonstop flow of people that were interested, genuinely interested, that some of them we grabbed as they came by. But I'm going to say 90% of everybody that we talked to, we would mention one thing, and then they would start asking questions. They wanted to know, where is Salina, and how far is it? And, you know, we told them it's just an hour, 10 minutes from here, and they were very, very interested. They were asking lots of questions. And that's something that we need to do. We need to always, always promote all of the positives of Salina and Clay County. And, you know, I just want to say to everybody that's listening, if you don't see it, if you don't see what we've got here, then you're just not looking very hard, because we have got one of the most beautiful places on this earth, and, you know, we need to share it. All in all, we had a really good and successful day, and we got a lot of interest. If you just talk about it and share it with people, then they'll come, and what does it mean when they come? They spend money in Clay County.
That's right.
And that's what we need. We need to do what we can to get people here and spending their dollars in good old Clay County and Salina, Tennessee.
That's
and
right.
Harmony Springs and all up and down the road.
They may go by that Dairy Queen, get them a good ice cream cake.
Right, right. And then there's Paradise Ice just right,
right.
around the corner, you know. There's so many little things people don't think. Well, I should have mentioned that.
Yeah.
Just if you think it's, just say it, you know, because there's so many different places that we have in here that are interesting to people coming in this area. Another thing we got right now, that's going on right now, is the Clay County Fair, and you've got a strong relationship with the fair. You know a lot more about it than I do, and it's been going on now for a few days, and it's through the 13th, so there's still a lot that's left to do.
Yes.
If you'll just talk a little bit about that, I'd really appreciate it.
Well, of course, it started off with our beauty pageant, which was held about 2 weeks ago. We had to do that a little bit earlier due to some activities that were going on with some other people. And, of course, we had the carnival that's all week long. And right now, today, we had the exhibits. And it says usually in our books, you know, women's exhibits. And that was just a short name that we used. You don't have to be a woman to enter anything.
Right, right.
We have men that bring in needlework, paintings. There's just so many items that you can bring in,
mm-hmm.
canned goods. I know right now is not a good time of the year for fresh-grown products, but anything that has been grown, canned, made from this time of last year
mm-hmm.
can be entered. And like Dean Walden, who is president of our Fair Association and who is over this, she says if you bring it in, she will find a category
right.
to put it in.
She sure
you know,
will do that.
Just that participation is, you know, what we're trying to do to get people involved in things, because we want everybody in our community, surrounding areas, you know, to think, well, there's nothing that I can do, nothing that I can bring.
But there is.
There's always that one little thing
mm-hmm.
that you may have sitting around that you've made, that you've, something that you have done. Even I have entered wildflowers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I
mm-hmm.
picked some wildflowers, put in a little jar. You know, I won first place.
Well, there
you go. Just stone mm-hmm. some wildflowers.
And you mentioned the men. I've got my brother-in-law makes some of the best salsa, and Roger Roberts, I've had salsa from those two.
Yes.
And they make some of the best salsa that you can put
that's
in your
right.
mouth.
And that's
both
a man.
Of them need to bring their salsa.
That's
in.
Right. You know,
that'd be a good competition between them.
That's right. Yeah, I mean, you know, men can do a lot more than
they
you think
can.
They can. Oh, a category for youth. You know, there's just a... all kinds of things.
Absolutely. Well, we need to take a little quick break, and we've still got a lot to talk about, actually, about the county fair.
The Salina Merchants Association would like to remind everyone of the many shopping, entertainment, and recreational opportunities that exist in Clay County. Everything from down-home cooking to the finest jewelry and kayaking on the Obi to the latest handbags and accessories, rusty gold, vintage, and retro items, fine quality antiques, and handcrafted items. There are bluegrass jammers on the square, fishing and boating on the lake, our historic Clay County Courthouse, and the Clay County Museum of History, not to mention the everyday necessities such as groceries, hardware, lumber, auto, and mechanical parts, just to mention a few. The Salina Merchants Association reminds you to shop locally and play locally.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored, but this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to senior care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
Daddy, when are you coming home?
It can be difficult being a service member called for duty. That's why there's the Yellow Ribbon Reintegration Program. We help thousands of National Guard members ensure their families are taken care of while they're away.
Daddy, you're home!
And when they return, we help with everything from job opportunities to financial planning. Learn more at yellowribbon.mil. A message from the Department of Defense.
Welcome back to the Clay County Corner. This is Susan Bailey again with you at the Clay County Courthouse. And we've been talking about, giving some updates about the Clay County Fair right now, and it is ongoing. And that's something else. You know, Facebook is just something else. I get on there, and you can see, I've been seeing some big old smiling faces and pictures of people's kids in those little ridey things, little cars and helicopter things, and riding all those rides that are available over there. And I mean, you can just see they're having the best time of their life. And we've been talking about the fair. And what time does the breezeway open?
Okay, the gate opens at 4, but the midway. Rides and all that, it does not open till 6 o'clock. But there's still things that you can walk around and see, like the exhibits as we talked about.
Mm-hmm.
It's in an air-conditioned building, and there's vendors that's open for food,
mm-hmm.
and tonight there'll be the 4-H meat cookery, and you might be able to get you a bite of something to test there. That's with the 4-H club, Randall Kimes.
What do they do, Lois? Is this the first time that they've done that? I think this might be a new thing that they're doing.
I think this is a new thing that they're actually doing as a whole.
And a live demonstration.
Right.
And they're probably competing among the 4-H and getting...
Right.
Okay, so I wasn't real sure what that was, and I guess we really don't know. So you know what? You need to come out there at 2
That's
o'clock
right.
today.
Get some information for maybe us for next year.
Right,
maybe.
And maybe get to eat some of the products.
Taste test.
Absolutely.
Give us an idea how good they can cook for us.
That's right. And what else is the 4-H doing today?
Today, also the 4-H will be helping with an animal demonstration. And they have some of their sheep that they show, I believe, some of their animals that they take and show for competition. And we have some excellent 4-H'ers who have won state.
Winning, yes.
And I think maybe we have one or two that are going on
the
national.
Mm-hmm.
We've had Cora Key on the radio show.
Absolutely.
I think we've had Garrett Franklin,
mm-hmm.
I believe.
Very
and possibly some others. And, I mean, these young people are coming up into these categories and into these events, and we need to be very appreciative of these children, young adults, you know, that's coming up in this. You know, you don't know where they'll go. They may be taking over Randall Kimes' job
they
someday.
They might do it, you know. And
if you're listening, Randall.
Yeah, and their dedication, you know, this is not just, I'm going to have a sheep. Throw it out in the pasture, put it in the barn, I'll feed it every once in a while. They, every single day,
I had
them on once, and they were talking about how they get up early in the morning before school when school's going on, and they have to tend to them, take care of them, groom them, feed them,
walk
them, exercise them, and it involves a lot. There's a lot of responsibility that these kids are learning as they're managing their animals and mm-hmm. getting them prepared for showing.
I've seen when I've been over there doing numerous things at the park, you'll see these kids over there with their boots on up to their knees.
You're right.
Snow, rain, it doesn't matter, walking these sheep, calves, whatever. You know, and they're dedicated to doing this.
Yeah, they are. And I'm thinking that Wendy, I talk with Wendy Key a lot. She's very involved with all of this, and she's just top-notch on it all. And she would, and I cannot remember, she was telling me that they thought that there was an additional animal that they're doing, and I cannot, or maybe they were bringing, they've been doing pigs, I think, and now they're doing more of something else.
The swine, yeah. The swine. I believe they're bringing some more of that in, yeah.
But it's, you know, it's such a good field, and there's a lot of scholarship monies that are out there,
yes,
too, that,
yes,
can really help our kids here in the county. And just lots of financial support for when they go to school,
yes,
going to college.
And these kids really enjoy this. It's not something that, you know, they've been pushed into doing. I mean,
right,
like you say, they're dedicated to doing this. And it's not, you know, mom and dad getting out and walking these animals, you
absolutely
know. They're there, like I said, rain, snow, it doesn't matter, walking these little
mm-hmm
critters.
They're going to take care of them.
That's right.
And tonight, too, is this kids' night again tonight, and
that's right. Tonight, kids get in the gate free.
Okay.
That means that
normally it's a $3 admission.
$3 gate fee, uh-huh, which is children 6 and under get free in every night, and children over that are $3.
Right.
And also, the wristbands are only $15.
Okay, so that's another $3 discount.
Correct.
Okay.
And but the gate fee again is children 18 and under are free tonight. The armbands are only $15 tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's giving parents a break there.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that's $6 off, that buy them some goodies, you know, to eat and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something we're just, you know, we've done the last couple of years. And thanks to James Gain, who does the midway, the rides and stuff, you know, they've been helping us a lot with that on
right
the armbands and stuff. And then on the folks at Dalhalla One Stop have been very instrumental on helping with the gate fees on
mm-hmm
Tuesday night. And also Salina Lumber helps on Thursday night with giving the free gate fee.
Okay, good.
And
so you need to thank those people, Willoughby Oil Company.
Right. Mm-hmm. They've been very helpful with that. And so that kind of gives a break to the parents.
Helps to reduce,
you know,
that.
Right.
And, you know, I want to throw something out here. We are a very, very small town, and we're not going to draw a huge carnival here.
No.
You know, and the James Gang has been coming. They're a good size, and, you know, it fits
mm-hmm
our field. And we have to, you know, I know some people get upset at having to pay a gate fee and an armband fee, but that's everywhere.
Right.
And we've got to do that to be able to continue to have the fair. And we need your support out there. We need your positive comments, and
yeah,
we need your support to keep all of these things going
right
in our county.
And we like to have some feedback. Excuse me, Susan. We like to have feedback, you know, what can we do to improve this?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because we don't know if something's not right, you know, or if there's something there that you really like, you know, that we can make sure it keeps coming back. If there's something that's possibly, you know, well, is there something there we can fix? And I really want to stress to people that $3 does not go into anyone's pocket.
Yeah.
You know, all this money goes back into that park.
Right.
I know last night I worked the gate, and people was not rude. They just said, well, what's this for?
What does it go to?
You know,
to?
And I,
we get
okay,
questions a lot.
You know, we put in new lighting for
mm-hmm
the ball field over there. When I say we, I mean that money is going.
The park board.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
To put in
and
the
fair board.
$40,000 worth of light.
Right. Right.
You know, new scoreboard,
mm-hmm,
the buildings, you know, new sewer systems,
mm-hmm,
things of that nature that people don't see.
Right.
The chamber has helped us tremendously with sewer systems, bathrooms.
The Salina Lions Club redid the sewer system.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's money and stuff that people don't see,
mm-hmm,
they don't think about.
It's just there.
It's
it just
there.
Happened.
It has
it
to be
has
there.
To come from
somewhere.
Financial support.
That's right.
Yeah.
Everyone that is affiliated with the Fair Association, we are not paid for anything.
No.
We're there as volunteers, and you know that, Susan.
Yes.
As much as you're involved in, and I do it because I enjoy doing it. You know, I don't expect to be paid, and I just really try to emphasize that because I don't want people to think, well, this is something that's going into our pocket.
Yeah.
every bit of that. We just want people to know. And if there's a suggestion you might have, say,
there's a positive,
right,
good,
that,
helpful,
you know,
suggestion, please.
Oh,
please,
yes, very much so.
Yeah.
And it helps to get that park a lot better.
It does.
We can have more events over there.
Mm-hmm.
And any kind of feedback,
more sporting activities
have,
that's
right,
we're dependent on. We've been able to bring the Cal Ripken baseball here.
That's right.
And it's, you know, we're a small county. We don't have a lot of youth that are able to participate, and we need to grow it.
That's
it all
right.
Needs to grow.
And I just want to say one more thing about that. You go to other counties, our gate entrance is $3. You go to Cookeville, it's $10, $15, you know. So,
and then you have to buy tickets for the ride.
Right. So, mm-hmm, you know, to come have a good time. Even I don't ride rides, you know, but I like to just come and see
walk
people,
around and eat.
Walk around and eat, you know, funnel cakes, ices, candy camp, apples.
But, and I'm sorry, the food's not cheap either, but it's not going to be at any fair or carnival or any event. It's not going to be. If you want, you know, it's convenient. It's convenience food, mm-hmm, and they, it's just, you've got to be aware. You
right.
know that it's not going to be.
Right. It's what you expect at a carnival.
Right.
You know,
right.
it's that kind of food that you don't get
all
once a year.
The funnel cake
yeah.
and stuff. So Friday is the dog show at 5:30 p.m., and then what else is happening on Friday?
We had the quarter horse show that's in the arena.
Okay.
And that's always a good event. And last night we had the rodeo, and we had some activity with that. We had a gentleman, he wasn't hurt bad. He fell off his horse, and but, you know, we had some entertainment that's not necessarily at times planned for,
yeah.
you know, and that people were a little concerned.
Last night was the rodeo?
That
oh,
was
wait
the
a
bullwhip
minute.
Rodeo.
Okay, so
right.
tonight, we missed that. Tonight is the youth motorcycle and ATV rodeo.
That's right.
We
14
that
and under.
14
that's for the
under.
Youth
okay.
and everything.
And that starts at Sig Marina.
That's right.
All right.
And
so,
then the tonight, the 4-H animal demonstration. And one other thing that's tonight is our Century Farm dinners.
Oh, right, right.
And that's something that Dean Walden has got going.
Mm-hmm.
And that's if you own a farm in the county that is 100 years old or older,
mm-hmm,
that's owned by one member of the same family.
Yeah.
For over 100
just passed
years.
Passed down through
right.
the same family.
And
there, I understand there are more, there are like 10 more farms in this county that just haven't gone through the paperwork
right.
process now.
And it's not a big deal. Dean's in touch with her, and you get a plaque to put in your yard, and the people that have done it, you know, they're real proud of this.
And then the rest of Friday, what else is happening Friday? We've got the dog show at 5:30, and then
the lawnmower pool, the quarter horse show, and Saturday is a really good surprise.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, we need to take a quick break, and then we'll see what's happening on Saturday.
Hey, Clay County. Dairy Queen in Salina and Kix Country wants to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kix Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
Hands can do incredible things. This is the sound of two hands helping to save a life. It's called hands-only CPR, and it's recommended by the American Heart Association. If an adult suddenly collapses, call 911, then push hard and fast in the center of their chest until help arrives. Hands can do incredible things, but nothing compares to using them to help save a life. For more information on this latest method of CPR, visit handsonlycpr.org today. A message from the American Heart Association and the Ad Council.
Auto, property, farm, business, life, term, do you have enough coverage? Are you overinsured? Are you paying too much? How do you know what insurance provides the right coverage for you? Well, you can find out by contacting Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Hugh Davenport has been helping his friends and neighbors get the insurance they need for 36 years, and he can help you too. He'll make sure you have a full understanding of your needs and get you the coverage that's just right for you. Make sure you're not underinsured or overinsured. Contact Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau at 808 East Lake in Salina, Tennessee. Open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 until 4:30, and Fridays until 5. You can call him at 931-243-3181. That's 931-243-3181 for Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee.
As an adult, you probably don't think much about vaccines, but the truth is, more adults than kids die every year from diseases that vaccines can prevent. Vaccines can prevent everything from flu to cancer. This is Dr. Bill Schaffner of the National Foundation for Infectious Diseases. Vaccines are recommended throughout our lives to maintain our immunity. Staying up to date isn't as hard as you think. Visit adultvaccination.org for more information. That's adultvaccination.org.
Welcome back to the Clay County Corner. This is Susan Bailey again with 101.5 FM. Here at the Clay County Courthouse in a corner room, coming to you live. We've been talking about the Clay County Fair, and we've still got one more night to cover. It's almost over. We've just got a couple of nights left, three, I think, because it's all the way through Saturday. And Lois, Saturday's a big day.
That's right. We got a big surprise coming up.
That's right. Let's talk about what's going on. I think cornhole starts at 1, and what's after that, and then leading up to a special thing.
Okay. Of course, at 1 o'clock inside the building, where it's air-conditioned, we had the cornhole tournament. I'm sorry. At 2 o'clock, we had the Clay County Open Livestock Expo, and there's going to be all kinds of different animals there that you can go through and see, and I never knew myself that there's somewhat the difference between a milk cow, a beef cow, and all these different kind of cows, calves, whatever. So that shows my ignorance. Then at 3, we had the they start registering and things of that nature for the ATV dirt bike radio for ages 15. Ages 15 and up. And then at 4, we had the Uncle Bud's tractor pull. They start the registration and things for that.
Okay, cool. So the ATV rodeo is going to be in the arena, and then the Uncle Bud's tractor pull is going to be over on the flat.
Right over by the river.
Right on the river. Yeah, hopefully a little bit of that cool.
That's right.
Will come up from the river.
That's right.
Cool everybody down.
That's right.
And now what's the big thing?
Well, the big surprise is Snowbird from Channel 4 will be there Saturday night. He'll be wandering around. You can take pictures with him, just all kinds of things with him. He'll be there from 5 to 8, Saturday, June 13th, and come on by and get your picture taken with him. And I don't know if he can sign autographs or not, but he might can give you a paw print or.
Yeah,
I don't know if they have paws or not. But come on by and see if he has paws or claws or whatever he might have. But that's something new that we're proud to have this year. And if you've never seen a snowbird, come on out and see one.
That's right, and a lot of people are crazy about snowbirds.
Oh yes,
most especially I think in the winter time when it might be spitting snow.
That
a little bit
snowbird
even.
Report. I'm
right,
sure there's
right.
many kids that watch for that.
Yeah, you might even get a heads up on what the weather's going to be like this. What the snow report's going to be like this coming winter.
That's right. He may have a scoop ready to tell you about. And that pretty much covers. Everything for the end of the fair this year.
All righty. Well, we've got a good fair going on. You just need to come out, and it's not every day you get a funnel cake and cotton candy and those mm-hmm. interesting, like, bratwursts and corn dogs and all that kind of stuff. So it's a good time to come out. And so many people, like you said a while ago, a lot of people like to come. I know my neighbors, they'll go and at least one or two nights a week, and they just like to walk around and snack on something, have something in their hand, and see a lot of people they don't normally get to
right.
see.
A lot of people do that, you know, and that's fine. Sit around, talk to people that you may
yeah.
not see a lot. Like you say, get you something to eat. You don't have to eat. You can just come around and see people, maybe watch a few things that's going on in there, or go inside where it's good and cool, and
mm-hmm.
you know,
oh,
just
yeah.
come in and enjoy yourself. That's what all of these events are about.
Absolutely.
Here in the community.
A lot of fellowshipping going on.
That's right. That's right.
All righty. Well, it's time now to do our birthday and anniversary announcement. And I just want to remind you, this week, what I'm announcing today is for June the 5th through June the 11th. And I've actually got on my list probably already about 12 names that are scheduled to be announced from June the 12th through the 18th. So I've got those saved up, and I'm going to announce all those 1 week from today for another birthday cake. But right now, I'm announcing for June the 5th through June the 11th. And remember, you're going to get somebody, we're going to draw a name after a while, and somebody's going to get a free Salina Dairy Queen birthday cake or anniversary cake, whoever happens to be drawn. And all you'll have to do is go by the Chamber of Commerce after 10:30 this morning to pick up your certificate. You'll have to carry your certificate to the Salina Dairy Queen to pick up your cake. So, you know what? I didn't have any. I've got one belated birthday. There was one yesterday that they failed to get in time, but Caleb McLaren, happy birthday. Happy belated birthday to you, Caleb, on June the 4th, and that's from Mom and Dad. And then I don't have anybody. Nobody was born on June the 5th.
Well.
I didn't have any call-ins for June the 5th or Facebook messages. On June the 6th, we've got happy anniversary for Donnie and Margie Boone of 44 years. And that comes from Miss Sarah Reagan. And also on June the 6th, happy birthday to Brittany Boone. And that's a call-in, too, from Sarah Reagan. And on June the 6th, happy anniversary to Lucian and Jeanette Finch, 29 years. Happy anniversary, Lucian and Jeanette. And then Jesse York was 23 on June the 6th, and that comes from his family. And Perry and Barbara Watson, happy anniversary to you. That is 40 years for Perry and Barbara Watson, and that was a call-in from Tiffany. On June the 7th, happy birthday to Emily Boone, and that's a call-in from Miss Barbara Boone. On June the 8th, happy anniversary to Matt and Tara Roberts, and that comes from their children. And also on June the 8th, happy 15th birthday to Austin Netherton, and that's a Facebook message from Paula Scott. And also from Molly Donaldson, I've got a happy birthday to her brother, Cordell Donaldson. He was 26 years old on June the 8th. And then on June the 9th, happy anniversary. Bobby Shope called in for herself and her husband, Noah. They have been married now for 13 years. Happy anniversary, Bobby and Noah Shope. And also on June the 9th, happy 12th birthday to Austin Melton. That is a call-in. It's a call-in and a Facebook message from Scotty, Sarah, Allie, and Kinsley, and also from Nanny and Pa Dale. Happy birthday. Happy 12 years, Austin. And also on June the 9th, happy birthday, 23rd birthday for Miss Tasha Key, and that's with love from your family. And then happy birthday from a lady that used to live here a long, long time ago. Her name is Wilma Drummond Garman. And that was a call-in from her brother, or a Facebook message from her brother, Bob. And he was being funny. He said, age 193, ? I think he might be exaggerating just a little bit.
I'd hate to beat him
I know.
Today.
If she's listening, Wilma, I'm sorry. It wasn't from me. And June the 10th, I want to say happy anniversary. This is a call-in from Allie Brown, and this is actually to my sister and her husband, to Steve and Tiffany Brown. This is 26 years. Happy anniversary to the two of you. And also on June the 10th, happy birthday for Tammy Brady Henson. I see she had a really good birthday, and that's a happy birthday from her family. And also on June the 10th is happy birthday to Michaela McLaren, and that's from her mom and dad. And on June the 11th, happy birthday to Tamika Bowles Garrison, and that was a call-in from her husband, Colby. And also on June the 11th, happy birthday to Kenneth Allen, and that comes from Libby Allen. So that was quite a few that we had this morning, and I want to say a big old happy birthday to everybody, and I hope it is has been wonderful, and happy anniversary, too. I'm happy to get to announce those anniversary announcements. I don't get a lot of them, but I got quite a few this time. Just a couple of things, too, I want to mention, and then I'm going to ask Mr. Ray Norris to please come in and sit down with us. The library on June the 25th at 10 o'clock is having Mr. Bond, the science guy. I understand he's pretty popular and does a lot of demonstrations and provides a lot of interesting science information for the kids. And then just a reminder, parents, story time at the Clay County Library is every Tuesday and Thursday at 9:30 in the morning. So be sure and get those kids out there, and they can have hopefully a live story time for them. And then just want to give you a reminder, too, Clay County graduates are gearing up and getting ready to start their first year after high school and college or one of the technology schools, and many of them are working and saving their money for all the extras that the lottery scholarships don't provide for. Clay County has a higher rate of students who continue their education than many of our neighbors do. And students who continue their education, they're getting their associate's degrees or their bachelor's degrees, and we've got a higher percentage of people that are getting their master's degrees, too, from Clay County as in comparison to a lot of the surrounding counties. And we're seeing a rise in the college students who are taking advantage of study abroad programs. We here from Clay County have had, I know Jacinda Smith, who's a recent nursing graduate, well, it's been about a year now, but she participated in the study abroad program, and long, long time ago, we were all afraid to do it. We were just afraid to get out of Tennessee, maybe. I don't know. But last year, Casey Cooper did a study abroad program, and this summer, Maddie Monroe is currently in Europe, and Casey Cooper is currently in Ecuador on the Galapagos Island, where she actually had a near experience of the eruption of the Sierra Negra volcano. She had just been there and left a couple of hours prior till it erupted. So, Casey, what'd you do? Just kidding there, but that would have really been an experience for her, but she just missed it. And also, lastly, Amelia Kirk has already been to Canada this summer, and she is slated to travel abroad to Ireland, and she plans to stay there for a year to study. So that is, you know, what experiences these kids are getting. And we can't encourage enough, you know, to go continue your education and see the world and just do all kinds of stuff. Who says college is boring? You know, it's not. It doesn't have to be. It can be pretty exciting. I've been joined with Mr. Ray Norris. Thank you so much for coming in. Here I was thinking I was going to be all alone, and I've had some good old and I'm going to take a quick break, and then Ray's going to get back, we're going to get back with Ray and finish up the show.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back to the Clay County Corner, and we've been hitting a lot of stuff. We've really covered the fair and just some different interesting things, and now I've got Mr. Norris. Thank you so much for popping in here for me this morning. I really do appreciate it. I don't like to be alone.
Well, thank you. It's always fun to come and share information with you.
I appreciate it. I'm going to let you just kind of get started with some things. I know you're constantly busy with something. And, you know, people don't realize how much contact the chamber gets every day.
That's a very accurate point to make. I've been at the chamber now 8 years, July 1st. And the first year, I felt like the Maytag repairman because there wasn't a whole lot going on. But
we've
gotten involved in a lot of things, not only in the county but in the region.
Mm-hmm.
We work quite closely with our neighboring Upper Cumberland counties on a number of issues. They're very good people to work with. But the past 3 or 4 years, it's been progressively getting more and more activity aimed towards Clay County.
Right.
And relative to that, I can give you an update on the new Cumberland Bioscience Center.
Wonder, a lot of people are interested.
Yes, and they should be, because this is a real gem for Clay County.
Absolutely.
They're still in the finishing stages of the construction inside the spec building. As I mentioned some time ago, they're investing $2.5 million just to finish off the building to their specifications. They're going to have, I think, six white rooms. I don't know what the professional label is, but they're sterile.
Right, they're reverse airflow,
There's
zero contamination.
And each room has its own heating and ventilation system.
Mm-hmm.
So that drives a lot of cost up.
Yeah,
too.
One room with all of those pieces in place.
But they're a very professional outfit, very reputable. And in that industry, for those that don't know it, the medical industry, the medical research industry, is they're controlled and inspected by the federal government 6 ways from Sunday.
Yeah,
I mean,
they have a lot of
record keeping. There's only one way you do certain applications, and if you don't do it, you're out of business.
Right.
So they're heavily monitored by the feds, which is probably the right thing.
Yeah.
And they're planning an open house after the building is complete. They don't want to have an open house when.
Well, you know, Ray, I have a huge appreciation for the fact that they're not, you know, clearly they're not rushing in like a lot of businesses do. They rush in and hurry up to get in, and people affect that a lot of times because, well, when are you ever going to open? And they're like you said, they're very reputable, professional, and they're doing it right before they open their doors.
And many of the folks in the county have not been in the spec building when it was a spec building.
Right, and that's a shame.
It is a shame.
To see the change.
But basically, it was like a totally large, open...
Gutted?
Well, it's like a barn with nothing in it.
Right.
So they had to basically engineer how they wanted the layout to be.
Mm-hmm.
And then because it is medical research, it has to be constructed in a certain way with the white rooms or the clean rooms.
Right.
And it's very costly.
It is.
But also, this is one of the few companies that I've spoke with that wanted to at least look at Clay County. And they didn't ask for any financial assistance.
Wow.
That's
huge.
That's the kind of company that doesn't need any help.
Right.
And all they want to do is bring a good business here and employ a fair amount of people and pay them very good wages. So, not only that, I've come to know Mitch Gray. He's the head guy behind the development. He is a straight shooter.
Mm-hmm.
And I totally respect him. He's a good guy to be in Clay County. So.
And very approachable. He just seems like a genuinely good person.
He is, yes. And his wife, Renee. They both work. I mean, they don't have to work, but they like to work.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they're wonderful people. I'm proud to call them friends.
Good.
I've known them now for a little over a year.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really good people. They're going to... They're trying to plan the open house. They can't really get too finite about it until they're 100% sure that the building will be totally complete at a certain date.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have to pull everything together and make, you know, the announcement and invitations and et cetera. So it'll be either next month, probably mid to late next month, or early.
Okay. Well, you mentioned, people are asking, what are they doing? When is it going to be open? But you drive by, and you can't see all of the progress that's going on inside.
That's very true.
But you're beginning to see a little bit. I noticed that they've been paving, doing some paving, or cleaning up the drive and the parking and all that. So
I think they're going to do some landscaping
as well.
Probably
see some difference now on the outside. But you believe me, a tremendous, unbelievable, a remarkable change has transpired on the inside of that
Absolutely.
Building.
Absolutely. I think you went through it one time
recently. Yes. Mm-hmm.
And every time I go in there, it's usually about 3 weeks apart.
Mm-hmm.
You see a tremendous improvement or completion.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to happen relatively soon, but I've never had the challenge or the opportunity to do a job like that, but it's a huge job.
Yes.
Especially in that industry. It's got to be done well.
Mm-hmm.
But they're a good company. I'm looking forward to their open house. I think all of the local folks will have the opportunity. If you're interested, go on ahead and watch for the invitation. It will be in the papers.
Very good.
And the announcement.
Mm-hmm. And I know that they've just taken applications. And they're going through those.
Right. They took resumes.
Okay.
And they may have hired one. I'm pretty sure they've hired one young lady. I haven't talked with Mitch Gray in some time yet. They may have hired one or two more. But they don't want to hire them too early because where would they work?
Right.
You don't want them to be in the way of the contractors.
Right.
So, but they will be hiring a fair number of people.
Mm-hmm.
And... those will be excellent jobs with good benefits.
Wonderful, wonderful. We're just so blessed to have them.
Yes, we are.
Locate, choose us.
Yes.
You know what? How fortunate we are that they've chosen us to come. Will you draw a name for me for the birthday cake?
Surely.
It's either going to be an anniversary or a birthday cake. And thank you very much. We're going to make that announcement right. And the winner of... it's an anniversary. The winner of the birthday cake this week is Donnie and Margie Boone. So congratulations, Donnie and Margie. And I know they've got quite a few young ones that they can share that birthday cake with. And I don't know if Donnie will or not. He gets kind of stingy sometimes. He might try to hide that cake. Well, Ray, I really look forward to finding out more about as progress happens. And we're really anxious to see them get here and open up and see people out there working on a regular basis.
Absolutely.
It'll be so nice for the community and for the county. Thank you so much for popping in and helping to save me today. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you for asking.
And I guess in closing now, I want to thank Lois and Ray for popping in. You know, I was going to have to wing it this morning. Y'all were going to have to listen to me for the whole hour, so... Fortunately, they heard my call, and they came and helped with the show today. And I want to thank you, the listeners, for listening and for a good show. And for now, this is Susan Bailey with the Clay County Corner, wishing everybody a beautiful and productive day. Tune in for a rebroadcast this evening at 6 o'clock p.m. on Kix 101.5 FM. And please keep our military in your daily prayers.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kix Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.